morning. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you.
As we wait on questions, would you mind briefly commenting as you get ready to take on Arkansas this week?
Yes, like I say, coming off an off week, had good weeks of practice, have good weeks of practice so far. This week, kids are excited to play. Arkansas is a very good football team, is playing great football right now. They're generating tons of turnovers on defense, playing great goal. They've had goal line stands on the one-yard line twice. I know in the Ole Miss game they got those, plus the turnovers. I mean, played outstanding against Auburn. Create opportunities, create a big late turnover to help in that game on a fumble that you almost give them a chance to win that game. Mississippi State did a tremendous job in how they did that, a pick six. You know, just playing outstanding. Played Georgia for three. I mean, the end of the third quarter, scores 10-5 right at the end of the third quarter. I mean, played outstanding. But they're playing well as a team, offensively, quarterback. They're going fast, keeping the diversity, got good receivers, can make plays. Felipe's a big, strong, athletic guy who's playing really good football, 8 touchdowns, 3 picks, high percentage completions, can get the ball at any part of the field at any time, hard to get down, can run, use his legs. Everything he's doing, special teams are very sound in what they're doing. They're playing very hard, very good football, defense, multiple looks, multiple fronts, coverages. I mean, just doing a great job. We're going to play an outstanding football game coming off an off week. Hopefully, we're getting healed up. You know, the little nicks and knacks and things, we weren't really banged too much, but trying to get those guys healed up and be ready to play a great football game against Arkansas.
We'll begin with Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Your thoughts on what you see from Rakeem Boyd, and then through 4 games, what you've seen of their Arkansas run game?
I mean, Boyd's a big, strong guy, physical, runs hard, runs through people. They've ran the ball solidly in the games. I mean, they're not averaging tons of yards on it, but they make you play the run. And that's the thing about getting better at the run. You got to practice that. You got to give your line chances at it. They create plays down the field. So they're running the football very solid. And the other thing is Felipe can run the football. Whether he pulls it, they run the power reads, they do any kind of thing in that regard, it can cause a lot of problems. So they're getting better and better at that, and the backs are doing a solid, very good job.
You've got the game at home on Saturday, but next year looks like it's going back to Arlington. What's your take on the neutral site venue for this series?
You know, I love playing at home. I mean, you always want to play in your stadium, but there's, I know, the opposite years you're playing at their stadium. I do not mind. I really don't. I mean, I love playing here, but I don't mind going to Dallas. I think we have a lot of fans there. We recruit there. It's a venue. It's almost halfway for both places. It's very comfortable with what's going on. You're in a tremendous environment. And I think it does help you when you play neutral site games to be able to help in your bowl games, your playoff experiences, if you're fortunate enough to get to those situations and what goes on. And I think their kids like doing it. So, I mean, I think there's advantages to it both ways. And plus, I mean, you're collecting money 2 years in a row instead of 1 year. Thank you.
This is Matt Connelly of the State Newspaper.
This is off topic a little bit, I'm sorry, but I'm just wondering if you could describe what it's like going up against Brent Venables as a defensive coordinator, and just his creativity from your days at Florida State and playing them with Texas A&M as well.
Brent's always been an aggressive guy. He's always taken an aggressive approach, in my opinion, when he coordinates. I mean, in, you know, big situations, he's not afraid to come at you and blitz you and do things. I mean, they're always diverse. Always had good players. They've recruited well. Creates different looks in the secondary, different coverages. I mean, it can be exotic at times with things he does on third down. And, his, you know, his, actually his success has shown he's a very good football coach.
Hey, Jimbo, how you doing?
All right, how we doing?
I'm good. Hey, I assume you probably watch more Arkansas defensive tape than offensive tape, but if you have watched much of Arkansas's offense, number 10 receiver, Davion Warren, he was, you know, a guy known mostly as a return guy, and he's sort of emerged as a receiver this year. If you noticed him, just wondering what your thoughts are on him and how he's
We have. I mean, I watch a lot of offensive tape, special teams tape. I watch everything. I mean, I like to see what the other teams are doing, what they do well, and what our defense is facing, because, you know, as a head coach, you got to be a part of all of it. But here's what I always say. You see a lot of your great return guys. They're great return guys, but they got great run skills with the ball. And those guys that can get the ball in their hands and do things of that nature always can really evolve. Sometimes it takes them learning how to run routes or things like that. And sometimes those guys might have been running backs that are moved there, or ex-high school quarterbacks, or say, you know, things like that. But I don't know his you can get the ball in her hand, and the way today's passing game and the screen game, the quick game, the drags, and all those things, they really can emerge as a wideout. And plus, those guys have their return guys, they have speed. So those guys usually develop into very good receivers.
Is Warren a guy in particular, number 10? Is he a guy that's, that you've noticed in your prep?
Oh, yeah, some. I mean, he has made plays. Their big slot makes a ton of plays. Eight makes a lot of plays for them. But like I say, when you get focused on those guys, but when you really look around, they distribute the ball very evenly, and he can make plays with the football.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Steve Moulton, WGDN.
Hey, Coach. Just seeing what Sam has brought to Arkansas, and just prep-wise, how different is the prep this year for Arkansas compared to last year for you, Coach?
Well, the prep is very similar as far as, I mean, our approach to things and what teams do. I mean, they're coached very sound. They're playing very hard and doing those things. But our routine or anything has not changed. And, you know, they had multiplicity of things last year. They got a ton of different things this year. Like I say, Barry on defense, I've never went against. And, you know, you go back and watch all of his Missouri film for years and years, and you watch all the Arkansas film. They're doing a lot of things, and there's still things they haven't put in yet. I'm sure they will. But Sam on offense is, and then what Art Kendall's doing on offense, I mean, they're very challenging, that's for sure.
And if you could speak to your offense, I know you've given up very few sacks this year. Is that more O-line protections? Is that Kellen just knowing when to get rid of the football? What do you attribute that to, Coach?
Oh, everything. I think knowledge. Our offensive line is playing extremely well, taking a lot of pride, not letting the quarterback get hit. We're running the football. Our receivers knowing where to go, how to go, getting there. Kellen processing the information. Our tight end doing a good job. And also our tight ends and backs doing a good job. We're picking up blitzes and putting hats on hats. So, I mean, you know, protecting us like last year when we had quite a few sacks, but that's always not on the offensive line either. I mean, there's usually a very fine line between all those things. But saying that, our offensive line is doing a really nice job.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.